And here's the bottom line. All we had to do here was change our focus. That's all. If focus could have been shifted completely on the loftier thoughts, the contemplation of grander spheres, the contemplation of grander intelligence, if what before you despised you had mercy on now, what before you judged you allowed now, what before you limited no longer was thought of, if everything changed because of focus, I would not be able to contain you tomorrow morning. We would have to do extraordinary things. I couldn't keep you on the ground. It is shifting focus. Consciousness and energy creates the nature of reality. Thus far, your identity has been lousy. It's been carnal, it's been fleshy, and it's going to die. But if only that focus was shifted to a greater realm. What is the greater realm? Every habit that you have had goes out the door, and in comes focus, deep contemplation over a concept, new knowledge, the sciences, a new way to see things, intentionally created. Your whole reality would change in one night. And all the things you wanted will somehow appear, but it's almost as if it's too late. It's no longer important. Do you understand? Now, this is how close at hand it is. Kingdom of Heaven is at hand. It is at hand. If you have a sty in your eye and you can't see it, pluck it out. Indeed, if things defile you, cut them off and get rid of them. Change. It's so simple to shift your focus on every level. And yet, when I tell you this is a hard path, what am I saying is going to be hard? What am I? Drunkards, come on. Sobering up and staying that way. Correct? It's possible. It is possible in one fortnight to transcend death. It is possible in one constant fortnight to have changed so drastically that the whole vision of yourself has changed, and therefore time and all of its meaning. You only have to have the knowledge. So when you make the shift, all of the new knowledge comes into place instead of the old program. Are you listening to me? But why does it take so long? Just like God, you have to be redefined. You can't continue to grow as physical people. You must at some time feed on manna. You must at some time feed on the sciences. You must at some time feed on extraordinary vision. At some time, you've got to let your passion rush to the top of your head. You've got to have enough freedom that you start to crack and the laughter comes in rolling thunder. In short, you can no longer know the drunkard. So what if you lose your appetites for the world? If you love me and came back because you love me, then I am what you will eventually become if you do. Get it? Remember the little girl and the cancers where her once breast used to be? Whatever it takes to change your mind, your God is willing to do. Learn to be something more than your body now. So what does this have to do with love? I'm the one that's trying to get you to sober up. That's what it means. I'm the one that keeps telling you you can do it. And tomorrow will be a better day. As you change your focus and you hold on for dear life, to hold that focus in the midst of madness and temptation, in the midst of loss, and if your whole world was crumbling around you, you're not going to die. You may lose it all, but you are not going to perish. It may be the beginning of that new life. When you start to focus on loftier things, it seems at first as if you've been punished for it. It just means that everything that you held together and put all of your life force into holding together, worrying about, concentrating on, that all of that energy has been moved from them and they begin to crumble. Let them crumble. You're not going to starve to death. It may be the beginning of a new era. Who's to say that sacrificing the old life cannot provide a new life, and that the new life could be everlasting? If the focus is on eternal things, then the life will be eternal itself. It's holding your own when the dark night of the soul approaches and temptations at its worst. It's being able to smile when no one would think you have anything to smile about. It's being able to laugh in a storm when everyone else is afraid. These are the gifts of God that make it so hard in the beginning to understand the mystery, that they are the pearls of wisdom that make you great.